Welcome to the Life and Ball Podcast. Life, Tyler Hayward, Trouble with the Snap, is joining me. Surprise show today, as I missed our show yesterday. So I want to apologize to Tyler for that. Things get busy. We're both parents. We both get it. But no excuses. No excuses. Sports is a priority. Well, to some. We'll get to that momentarily. I do want to talk about this first, Tyler, because I know that you talked about Mark Rocket Watts yesterday, solo, which fantastic job, by the way.
Thank you.
Want to talk about training with you, because I think it's kind of it's like the new fad, right? Probably not even new, but more talked about now. Obviously, with recent success with Michigan basketball, it's going to be a bigger topic locally. But let's talk about Mark Watts with you. We got on the show today, we're going to do that. We're going to talk a little bit of high school basketball, MHSAA, blunders, a lot of stuff. And Tyler's definitely ready for these conversations. We're very well tuned in these topics. So, but let's talk Mark Watts first, my man. Look, I want to start off this first before you get into it, because you have way more experience on the Michigan State end. In my personal opinion, I think this was a blunder. I think this was a blunder, and I have my reasons, but why don't you start off and then let's get into this thing.
Well, I don't necessarily know if I would call it a blunder. The fact of the matter is, and I pointed this out yesterday, is you said he doesn't fit into the system at Michigan State, but as he was being recruited. I remember you vividly telling me that. I had hopes for a Kalen Lucas-type player, and I thought he could potentially turn into that. But there was a situation that happened, and I had this ongoing conversation with a few other people who are quality basketball minds. And at Spire, he was a shooting guard. And I don't know if it was his camp, because all these kids have these camps now, and, you know, these group of people that tell them things, and more often than not, they end up looking like massive idiots, especially when you're a highly touted kid like Watts. And for whatever reason, they felt like he was he could play shooting guard. But the bottom line is he has NBA potential, but it's not going to be at the two guard if he ever plays it. And so his unwillingness to do it, I guess you could call it a blunder in that regard. But when you look at it, Michigan State's bringing in Jaden Akins and Tyson Walker. He's not going to be able to play point there, not behind them. They're bringing in the highest-ranked shooting guard in the class next year, number 7 overall recruit. Could drop to number 8 if Amone Bates decides to reclassify in Max Christie. And so he's going to start at the 2, regardless if Watts is playing there. And then you also need to factor in if Amone Bates does come, that's a small forward. And so that's going to bump Gabe Brown down to the 2 as well. And there's just not room for Watts. It's unfortunate. It's a situation where he needed to excel at one or the other. Last year, he excelled at the 2. This year, and for his NBA future, he needed to excel at the point, and he wasn't able to do it.
Yeah, let me ask you a question real quick, because I want to make sure I'm right on this. So Walker has 2 years left, right? Or does he have 3?
I honestly don't even know. I think he has 2
he's
left.
Played 2. Yeah, so he's played 2 at Northeastern. We know that. So technically, yeah, he has 2 years, right? So that's the good part. You know, like, it isn't like what Michigan has with Mike Smith. This is one and done, right? I mean, he has to play great. And if he doesn't play well this year, then it's a blunder for Michigan, right? So it's like a coin flip. I keep saying that to you off air. It's a coin flip because – look, we don't know how good anybody's going to be until they get there. Right. So it's not like, you know, maybe I'm wrong calling it a blunder, but I'll just say this. It's 50-50 a lot of these times. A kid either works out or he doesn't. The problem, the thing I have a problem with that people are starting to say about Mark Watts, which is just not factually true, is that he isn't a point guard. He is a point guard. He's a scoring first point guard. Yeah. He's a kid that gets the ball, give it to him, even at Spire, give him the ball, get the hell out of the way. Let him score.
What I was saying about Kalen Lucas. Kalen Lucas was a scoring point guard. Cassius Winston scored 18 a game. Like, you can score and play that position.
Well, yeah, Cassius Winston. Let's look. You know how high I am on him. Let's not even put him in this discussion. I mean, I think that's elite status. And I'm actually, you know, I will say one thing about him real quick. And one of our friends made a good point, and he said something that I won't repeat. But House, it was really frustrating for him. It has to be, because I think March Madness last year would have helped him a ton. I think it would have allowed him to show 2 years in a row that he could run the show and lead a team to the Final Four, probably. And I think that would have changed some future stuff for him, possibly. But I want to make sure I add that. But the thing about Mark Watts is this: you know, there's a lot of different type of point guards. He is not a dual point guard where he likes to make a lot of plays for others. That's just not his game. He's a high volume shooter at times. He's going to get downhill, make plays, great floater. He's not a bad ball handler. He's just not a distributor the way probably Tom Izzo would prefer. And look, he did come after arguably one of the best point guards ever there. So that probably doesn't make it any easier.
Oh
Like,
yeah, the
Walker's got a
aesthetic of
great.
that is awful.
I mean, you
But
know.
that's what I'm saying is Kalen Lucas was not a passing point guard. You know, he wanted the ball in his hands and he was able to make it work. And that I think is what the image was for Watts, but instead of getting downhill, like Watts has the ability to do it, he just doesn't do it. And he wants to take jump shots and stuff. And look, he doesn't have the shot to A, do that, be a quality shooting guard. That's what he wanted.
Yeah, the size. Yeah, I think the size has a huge part of that, right? I mean, I think he, you know what, at 6'1",
Yeah.
you know, that's not a great off guard. But let's not forget, Eli Brooks is the same height, and it works for Michigan. So that was my thing that I started thinking about was, man, you know, it could have looked really good with Walker at point and Watts as an undersized two still. Or, you know, I know their system is not the same as Michigan, though. Like, they want a point guard who's going to get in the ball, get the outlet, push. But I just felt like it could have worked. It really could have worked with those two on the floor at the same time. Because when you look at it, Tyler, looking at how Tom Izzo runs his program, you know, I don't know if Jaden Akins is going to come in and play right away. I mean, he may, but we don't know what Aaron Henry's going to do. We don't know what he's going to do with Gabe Brown. Is he going to play more of a wing spot next year? Max Christie or Jaden Akins, I will say this, one of those guys is going to play a lot. Like,
I
they're going to
think
have to.
Christie starts. Christie starts. I don't care who
Yeah.
comes in and who leaves after this. Christie's going to be a starter. Let me bring up something, though, about Brooks. Brooks isn't an NBA level talent. He's a very, very good college player. He's a pro. Rocket Watts has that NBA ability. He's just a he could be a fit there as a point guard, and I think that that's what the difference is. Undersized twos work in college basketball. Watts was fantastic. You know, last year over the last four games, he averaged over 17 a pop. And so
Right.
you can do that as a two guard. You can in college. You cannot be that small and that inconsistent of a shooter. The combination of the two is deadly. For your NBA career, you cannot do that in the NBA. And that's why he needed to play point.
I'll tell you what. Here's my thoughts on that. I could care less about the NBA. Look, it definitely sells. Like, Michigan's going to get more guys, probably, if Franz Wagner's a lottery pick for sure. And they've had a handful of guys that are good picks. But bottom line, I think Eli Brooks is going to be a fantastic player in Europe somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think he's going to do well. And my thing is, I think kids need to realize this, that it's okay to play overseas. Brandon Dawson had an unreal game the other day in China. Unreal.
What, a
And he was a
34 point
really,
triple
really,
double? Something like
I
that?
mean, he. I mean, I think we probably don't mention this enough, and I'll start doing this more in the lab because, you know, they would make more sense. It's not only Michigan State, Michigan. This is pro basketball talk, but including the hometown guys. Brandon Dawson's been great overseas. A guy that, look, people who aren't on the Michigan side might not want to hear this name, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Lewis Bullock was fantastic overseas. Maceo Bastin is like a big-time player, has been overseas.
Charlie
So
Bell
the
used
opportunity.
overseas to get into the NBA.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the bottom line is Mark Rocket Watts could be a great player at the next level. It doesn't have to
NBA.
be the
Right.
NBA. Look, I think Cassius Winston should be playing in a top league in Europe because he's perfect for that system. You know, ball screen, pass first sometimes. And I'm kind of curious, like, he had a really good G League year, by the way. I mean, I have been keeping up a little more, by the way, Tyler. You'd be proud of me. He's averaging, I think he was in Canton, he's averaging about 13-6. That's good numbers. That's really good point guard numbers. And any NBA team's going to see that and go, wow, he was super, you know, solid, and we need to give him a look. I think he'll still have a few shots, and I think he'll be a backup in the league. I really do. I have high hopes for that, by the way. But the Rocket Watts thing for me is I wish it would have worked. For his sake, personally, I think a program where he's going to have to go is it's going to have to be like a Murray State type or a program that's going to let their point guards go to work. And I hate to say, some people would cringe when I say that, but I'm like, well, what about Ja Morant? He was there. They gave him the ball. Everybody got the heck out of the way. And he showed how good he was. Or I mentioned U of D all the time, right? The Davis kid, they give him the ball and they just get out of the way, and he's going to get some looks. And I just think that's where he fits in. I don't think he fits in a Power 5 unless it's a wide-open offense. They just let him go to work. They want him to shoot. And I don't know the schools that are looking at him, Tyler. I know Florida was just mentioned.
I know that. Florida State and Louisville looked at him when he was coming out of high school. And I think that those two teams, they fit. They fit. I mean, you look at Florida State's offense against Michigan the other day. There's not a lot of sets. They let people go to work. That's why they couldn't put the ball in the hole, is because Michigan's defense is a little too good for that stand around and pull up jumper crap. And I think that that's a situation where Watts would fit in. Either one of those programs.
Yeah, he would.
Plus, they'd have the ability to use his speed and his aggressiveness on defense, which, you know, he's had lapses this year. He's not what he was last year. They'd have the ability to use that in their presses.
He would have been a huge help in that game against Michigan for Florida State. He would have been like a guy that could make some things happen.
Well, he did for Michigan State in the last game against the Wolverines.
Yeah, he was huge. I mean, yeah, honestly, you know, Hauser played actually well, and Mark Watts was fantastic in that game.
My wife was so confused because I spent all season cursing those two names, and then they showed out in the game Michigan State needed to make the tournament, you know, last game of the year. And my wife was would every time I'd walk upstairs to like refill my water or whatever it was, she'd just be like, why do you keep cheering for them? I was like, because they're actually doing what they're supposed to be doing right now. Watts is getting downhill, and Hauser's just holding on to the ball. He's not turning it over. It's like, those two things killed Michigan State all season.
Oh, there's no question. But, you know, for Rocket Watts, the best of luck to him. I know you did a great job yesterday talking about it. And I'm just kind of like, I just wish it would have worked. I probably am a little too aggressive with that blunder statement. But in the bottom line is you want to see kids that are from here do well in state. That's just how I feel about it. I mean, I talked to Anthony and you a lot about Imani Bates. I want him to go to Michigan State and be successful, even as a Michigan fan. I want this state to do great things. So that's kind of my thing. He's from the city of Detroit, and we wish him the best of luck. He had some really good moments. He did have some good moments in Michigan State, and he did have some moments that, you know, weren't the best. But we do wish him the best of luck. Let's get to the next topic. I know you've talked about it a little bit. I actually this is a tough one for me, Tyler, and I'll have a hard time getting through this one. But Northwest, which is a school located outside of Jackson, Michigan, the girls program was having a really good year. They've been notoriously known for having good seasons. I've actually worked with a few players that have played there. One who is a freshman, I'm going to shout her out, Ashley Weller, who was playing varsity as a freshman. I've trained her multiple years. Look, I don't know, and I won't even touch on why the decision was made and who's the fault. Like, that's not what we're going to do here. And Tyler and I will never disrespect anybody. But the bottom line is they opted out because of, you know, per MLive, my favorite news source, Per MLive, they opted out because of spring break. Apparently, families wanted to go to spring break instead of playing, you know, a tournament basketball in the state of Michigan. Am I saying that right, Tyler? Yeah. I don't want to miss anything. That's basically
what I got. Eight players from Northwest decided to not cancel their spring break plans, consequently ending Northwest's season.